omega-3 fatty acids. These are natural anti-inflammatories and are essential when we're dealing with people that we find have the autoimmune diseases, their candida levels are high, and we've got to work with the anti-inflammatories. These things will help to heal the gut. And so that is an extremely important part of this process of getting rid of the candida, getting good soldiers into the body, and healing the tissues and the mucosal membrane. We also need to work with healing and making sure that our liver is going to be functioning at optimal level, because we've got to clear up all the systemic toxins that have been passed through the body. But we do not recommend using the Shaklee DTX for a person that has a very high score of candida in the first 2 or 3 weeks. We need to get rid of it. We need to get the chlorophyll in there. It is a natural body deodorizer, and it also is a natural blood cleanser, and it is going to help the person that has the liver issues. Because one of the things we found, if we have them taking the Shaklee Liver DTX too soon, it is such a powerful product that the liver will really begin cleaning up in almost too fast, and more toxins that the fat cells have stored will start pumping into the blood. And so we find, let's clean, let's heal, let's get rid of some of the candida. We will do a liver cleanse with the DTX, but I find that if I do it within the 3rd or 4th week, my client is going to be much happier. I also encourage they take it before bedtime. We're going to find a much better ability for them not to be fatigued or tired. When the liver does a toxin cleanse, when it does a regeneration, there can be some more fatigue. And so we encourage people to be taking that. And Dr. Brous encourages people to take the DTX before bed when there's some serious issues of immune system breakdown, like we see with some of the systemic candida problems. Now, it is also essential, if you're dealing with people who have major constipation issues, there's a whole nother area of toxicity that can also back up taking the Shaklee Liver DTX too soon. It is such a help to heal the gut. Fatty acids. This is also extremely important in healing. Mucosal membrane tissue will heal. That's like Shaklee's alfalfa. We create a tea out of this. This combination of using a tea, 5 alfalfa and 1 zinc, and doing it through gamma linoleic acid, the epipistanic, which that's a really hard one, long word to say, but our EPA, the omega, and just ripped up the gut, both stomach lining and intestinal lining, is an incredible issues. This is a very, very temperamental, these good healthy soldiers, and most other acidophil of that healthy flora into the system, even though it has to pass through the stomach acids. For an adult, because of our patented triple encapsulation, we get every one of those devastating to actually kill. Like this, we also need to work with the to give for an adult, you're going to be working with 3 to 4 a day is what the levels we've had to find to begin to really heal the gut. Nutrient is the Shaklee Carotamax. This is our carotenoid complex, beta carotene, and all of these ulcer. That's what these pits are in the mucosal membrane. The chlorophyll up on the mission fields. They've been able to heal the ulcers. This alfalfa tea also helps to work with ulcerative colitis. Much bigger than the tiny pits that the candida creates in the intestinal tract. Create a tea out of this. This combination of using a tea, 5 alfalfa and 1 zinc, and doing it 3 times a day for an adult, is sick, and especially in the intestinal tract that has been pitted. And the way we have found to do this is with Shackley's alfalfa acids. Very few